The SPICE program, which stands for Specialized Program in Cooking Entrepreneurship, is a new pilot project at Mount St. Vincent University. The program just finished its first cohort and will soon be opening registration for its fall section. Natalie Frederick Wilson, the director of the SPICE program, spoke with CKDU to discuss how the program is aimed to help women start their food businesses. Priority for the program is given to African Nova Scotian Indigenous and immigrant women, but is open for all women to apply to.
So the SPICE program, which SPICE stands for Specialized Program in Cooking Entrepreneurship, happened because we recognized that there was a huge gap in the food entrepreneurship space. So there are people starting food businesses all the time, right? Food businesses, you know, it's hard to run them and it takes a lot of capital and time and knowledge, and a lot of them don't survive. In addition, we recognize that during the pandemic, there were many businesses that were shut down, right? Everything was shut down. And the Center for Women in Business, which is the business development agency for women in Nova Scotia, business women in Nova Scotia, we're engaged in business in all industries. Whatever a woman's business is, they can come to us for business development. However, when the pandemic started and we realized we started getting a lot of calls from women who owned food businesses, right? You know, you couldn't go out to the restaurant, you couldn't go buy food anywhere, right? And everyone was concerned. But there was another group of people who thought they owned food businesses. What they were really doing was operating unregulated food preparation. So they were either selling food out of their home, right, where people would come, sit down and eat at their place, or they were selling food through Facebook Marketplace, selling food through Instagram, you know, selling food and dropping it off at people's homes and things like that. And these women started reaching out to us. Some of them had been penalized, gotten, you know, tickets or shut down through food and safety. And they're like, well, they shut my business down. And then the more that we learned about the situation, we had to say, you don't actually have a business, right? You cannot prepare food for consumption to the general public at your home. And so they needed to know how to write a business plan. They needed to know how to do market research. They needed to know how to market their products. Okay, you're using Facebook, but using Facebook for a regulated business is very different than using it just kind of through Facebook Marketplace, right? They needed to understand the legal essentials. They needed to know how to use a commercial kitchen. They needed to know how to make a profit, so the financials. They needed to also know how to label that food, the food science and food safety. And then they needed mentorship in the kitchen, because many of these women, through our research, we realize they're not really making money, right? They're just spending some money. They sell the food. They get a little bit and they think, oh, I made $200. Well, you didn't count the gas, electricity, cell phone bill, all of those things. So that's the beginning, really, of SPICE.
Those 9 modules, are each of the ones that they learn over that 8-week course?
Yes, and over the 9 weeks. But the program is 9 weeks of intensive learning, but they have support for up to 12 months and beyond. So they can come to the Center for Women in Business, sit down and talk with me about their business. We do connect them to consultants as well. Beyond the 9 modules, there are 9 consultants who facilitate those courses. And so the modules are very practical and foundational.
And going into the program, is it just like someone that's interested in cooking, or do they have to have like a certain like a culinary degree of some sort?
No. So, you know, many of these women make cultural food, foods from their culture. You know, you might have specialty African Nova Scotian biscuits or gravies or whatever. So it's not just other culture in the sense of people who are coming into Nova Scotia. It can also be the cultural items from Nova Scotia as well. And so they, you know, they don't have to have any culinary background. They just need to be people who are interested in a food business, you know, are passionate about what they're doing, and we show that passion by having at least tried to launch it, whether it's from home or whatever. Our goal is to support women who are food entrepreneurs by making them legal food entrepreneurs, right? Establishing them foundationally so that they can grow and build.
And I know the Department of Agriculture is providing $100,000 to help participants buy equipment. So what kind of equipment might this entail?
So that $100,000 is for equipment, but kind of also to support the program as well. So women, we have created a partnership with Big Eric's, where women specifically from this program, through the radical kindness and gift of ACOA and Department of Agriculture and other partners that we have, women are able to do things. For example, equipment. We have one woman who makes Filipino steam buns. And those all require, you know, flat pieces of dough, which she would be rolling by hand, hundreds and hundreds of pieces of Filipino rolled out dough per month, you know, which is hard on her hands, hard on her shoulders. You can't scale a business when you're doing everything manually, particularly in that business. So with when we provided each of them with a gift amount at Big Eric's, which sells commercial kitchen equipment and utensils, she was able to purchase a $3,000, as an example, dough sheeter, right? So instead of spending hours and hours, exhausting hours, rolling out dough by hand, she can now mix the dough, put it into the dough sheeter. It rolls out, you know, she can make three or four times as much, right, of product, which increases her productivity, which increases her ability to scale, which increases her ability to sell to other places. And so that, things like that, that's what that money will do.
So the first cohort has finished.
Yes.
Has the fall registration open yet, or do you?
It's not open as yet. Right now, we're just taking expressions of interest. So if people are interested, they can go to the Center for Women in Business website and go to the learning link and then to the SPICE program, and they can choose that option of getting onto the waiting list. So anyone who's on the waiting list when the registration is open, or sorry, the application process is open, we can then let them know when they can fill out the application.
And then there's 10 spots in that program.
There are actually 12 spots available. And I know that we'll have many more people who are interested than those 12 spots, but it's an intensive program. So 12 spots really is the max. However, we are hoping that we will have more than one stream. There's some people that are further ahead than others. And so it's possible that we may have a secondary stream of SPICE where we have more of a workshop learning over a day or two for people who are further ahead but need support. They need to know, you know, how do I get my food science taken care of? How do I find loans for food businesses and things like that? So we're hoping that we will have the SPICE program intensive, and then we will also have build a supportive community of learning where people know where they can find these things.